4. Is economic inequality in society inevitable? Unfortunately, economic inequality in society will almost surely continue far into the future. I will focus on three reasons to support this claim. Firstly, some children have parents who have a lot more time and money to spend on them, so it is likely that they are given better chances than others. These lucky children are given a head start in life and are more likely to have the knowledge and skills to make money. Secondly, discrimination plays a role in all societies. People with certain backgrounds are treated differently, resulting in different economic outcomes. For example, women still have lower income possibilities than men in most countries, despite pushes for gender equality. Finally, countries that have attempted an equal income distribution have had limited success. In one communist country I visited years ago, I walked in a rich neighborhood where important communist officials lived. It was clear that certain members of that society were granted special privileges. Some people might think about a basic income system in which people will receive exactly the same amount of money, but it is not easy to realize. Even if we can do it, some may want to spend the money while others will invest it and watch their resources grow. These are the reasons I believe that economic inequality is inevitable.